Well, this ban covers pretty much all forms of gambling across the Russian Federation. It includes casinos, which are very popular in Russia, and especially with oligarchs who have been known to drop eye-watering sums of money in them, and also slot machine parlors and halls, which have proliferated everywhere in the 2 decades since the fall of the Soviet Union. I dropped into one yesterday, and they were sort of busy dismantling the kind of neon sign with a kind of winking coronet, and talked to a couple of punters who were sitting mournfully around a roulette table. But as of last night, all of that is history, all of that is gone, and gambling appears, for the time being at least, to be finished.
This law was proposed by Russia's Prime Minister Vladimir Putin in 2006, when he was president at the time. What's behind this?
I talked to one rather fed-up casino general manager yesterday. He refused to give me his name, but he would sit down with me and have a cup of tea. And he was saying that partly it appears to be an attempt by the government basically to take over or streamline, if you want to be more charitable, what is actually a sort of successful private business. These casinos are all privately run in Russia. And the other thing he said was that he said that he thought that Putin had a mysterious grudge against the casino industry dating from his early years back in St. Petersburg when he worked in the mayor's office. Now, that's just anecdotal. I can't verify that. But that was a kind of another intriguing nugget. But either way, the main point is that he's gone ahead with this. We all thought that given how much money is involved, given the fact that there's plenty of corruption in Russia, that somehow the Kremlin would reach a deal with these casino owners, but it hasn't.
Will this law be enforced?
Another very good question. I think it'll be enforced for a week. I think there'll be a flurry of inspections and activity with officials racing up and down across Moscow and down Novi Arbat, where all the glitzy casinos are with their kind of bad Rococo statuary. And then I suspect what will happen is that a lot of these less high-profile gambling halls will reopen. Either they will mutate and reinvent themselves as blackjack or poker halls, which are apparently still legal, or they will sort of carry on underground and simply pay off officials to turn a blind eye. Most people I've talked to have been fairly realistic about this. This is Russia after all, and they've suggested that gambling will survive. The other thing to say is that the Kremlin has actually set up four special zones where gambling can legally take place, but the only problem is that they're in very remote parts of Russia, and at the moment there are no casinos there. And people who've been there have discovered a couple of bricks and a cow. So obviously, for the moment, that's no answer.